This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump spent Friday in the state of Florida, a key center for coronavirus infections. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the president didn't talk about the pandemic much.
In battleground Florida, a must-win for his re-election hopes, the president went to U.S. Southern Command to praise the fight against drug traffickers.
And wow, are we making progress in a short period of time.
In other events, he went after Joe Biden.
Nobody will be safe in a Biden America.
And touted his own poll numbers.
We're doing very well, by the way. You'll be happy to know in the state of Florida.
Which itself is not doing well with COVID-19.
The flu, the virus, the China virus, whatever you'd like to call it.
That was about the extent of the president's virus discussion. Here at home, the White House Coronavirus Task Force was due to hold a news conference and then pushed it until next week. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The White House has announced that President Donald Trump commuted Roger Stone's sentence on Friday, just days before his longtime friend and advisor was due to report to prison. The 67-year-old self-declared political dirty trickster was scheduled to report by Tuesday to a federal prison in Jessup, Georgia, to begin serving a sentence of 3 years and 4 months for lying under oath to lawmakers investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. A commutation does not erase a criminal conviction, as a pardon does. Stone was convicted for lying to the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee about his attempts to contact WikiLeaks, the website that released damaging emails about Trump's 2016 Democratic rival Hillary Clinton that U.S. intelligence officials have concluded were stolen by Russian hackers. This is VOA News.